Today, we'd like to see the title of the faithful words in Titus chapter 1, verses 8 to 16. To none was a people through MP3 or YouTube channel. On this, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Question 1 in verse 9, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convict those who contradict. What does it mean in the context, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2 in verse 11, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole households, teaching things which they ought not for the sake of a dishonest gain. What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? Last question 3. They profess to know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. What does it mean in the context, and how can we apply it to our lives? In the last time, Paul left Titus in Crete Island to appoint elders and bishops in Titus chapter 1, verses 5 to 7. For this reason, I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking, and appoint elders in every city, as I commanded you. If a man is blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of dissipation or insubordination. For a bishop must be blameless, as a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money. We observe the two forms of a church government, Presbyterian form and Episcopal form. Calvary Chapel Anaheim began as a Presbyterian form and become now as an Episcopal form. Verse 8, but hospitable, friendly to strangers or guests, a love of what is good, the standard of good and evil is the word of God. That is divine morality, not human morality. So, a love of whatever good thing at divine morality, or whatever things are of good report. King James Version said, a love of a good man. Sober-minded, not intoxicated with alcohol or drug, just whatever things are just, holy, set apart from the world, belonging to God's characters, self-controlled, temperate, not given to excesses, for example, testimony to be temperate for God or His glory. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. This verse is a qualification for bishop in verse 7. Then verse 9, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught. Fast, meaning firmly, the faithful word, the unchanging, the steadfast, or unwavering word of God, whose character is faithful. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for a thousand generations with those who love Him and keep His commandments. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Taught by Paul and over Titus, the word minister is doing in general five functions: preach, teach, convince, exhort, and rebuke. 2 Timothy chapter 4, 2. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Preach anytime. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. The other one, choose the born again Christian or others, non believe, persuade, and convince, you know, and so on. He may be able, he keeps the faithful word. He's the face of the faithful word, and his consequent practice or prove his faith by his life or work. James chapter 2, 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. By sound doctrine upon the principles of the doctrine of Christ, for example, Apostles' Creed, Hebrews chapter 6, 1 and 2. Therefore, having the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection or maturity, not laying again the foundation. This one, principle doctrine, repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of doctrine of baptisms, plural, water baptism and the spiritual baptism, and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. To exhort and convict or rebuke those who contradict, gainsayers. A bishop, as a word minister, owes God the duty to exhort and to rebuke a disagreeable person, gainsayers, disagreeable person. Verse 10. There are many insubordinate or unruly. Many are disobedient to the Lord or His word, both the idle talkers and deceivers. Idle talkers, the vain talkers, vain babblings. 2 Timothy chapter 2, 16. But shun profane and idle or vain babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. Deceivers, those who are idle talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, especially those such deed that salvation requires faith in the Lord Jesus Christ the Savior, and kept the law of Moses, including circumcision. That is a typical example deceiver, not by faith alone, under God's grace. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. But Bible said, you know, faith alone. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So, for example, mandatory Sabbath worship. No, so Saturday worship service is okay, but not mandatory. Mandatory tithes. Tithes is willing heart required, not mandatory. Mandatory prohibited pork. Prohibited pork eating, pork meal, so that kind of thing, and so on. Rather than the substance of Christ, that is a footnote 8. Colossians chapter 16, 17. So let no one judge you in food, in drink, or regarding a festival or a new moon of Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, but substance is of Christ. Verse 11, whose mouth is must be stopped. Why? Because who subvert whole households, because they undermine households, teaching things which they ought not, because of a false teaching. Four types of false teaching, equal authority over something else to all the scriptures. Interpretation by imagination, spiritual experience above the scriptures, pervert the word of God without context in the scripture. That example in Jeremiah chapter 23:16-18, 36. Also prophets, teachers, warning even today, further, Mark 13, that is footnote 9. For false Christ, false prophets will rise and show signs, wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Acts chapter 20:27-20. For I have not shunned to declare you whole counsel of God to Ephesians elders for 3 years, day and night. 28, therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, elders, to shepherd the church of God, which he pursued with his, purchased his own blood. Clearly, Bible said, church is Jesus' church, because Jesus bought church with his own blood, period. 29, for I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Disciple, you know, see, so a lot of false teachers coming, told to elders over official church. 2 Peter chapter 3:3-5, knowing the disciples, that scoffers will come in the last days, working according to their own lust, their own benefit, own gains, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forgot, willfully, again, willing heart here, that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water in the water. So in that way, false teachers' heart we can see. For the sake of dishonest gain, their purpose are not for God, God's kingdom, God's righteousness, or God's glory, but their own gain, such as money, power, or glory, mostly dishonestly pretended for the former purposes, but for latter purposes, former God's purpose, but latter own purposes. So, footnote 10, Philippians chapter 3:18-19, for many work of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, another their own thing, whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. Romans chapter 16:17-18. Now I urge you, brethren, not those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learn, the principal doctrine of Christ, and avoid them, simply avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, their own gains. and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the heart of the simple, the foolish man. 1 Peter chapter 5, 2. Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, not by post, but willing, again willing heart, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly. Verse 12, one of them, a prophet of their own, says, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. Here, lazy gluttons, King James Version said, is slow bellies. Paul cited Epimenides, the Cretan poet's poem, in about the 6th century before Christ, to convince Titus or to give a reason to him with a common poet. Verse 13, this testimony is true. This formal statement on the poem is true, not false. Therefore, rebuke them sharply, rebuke them, or you publicly reprimand to them intentionally or effectively, that they may be sound in the faith, so they may live by faith unwaveringly. Verse 14, not giving heed to Jewish fables, further, they would not pay attention to Jewish fables or tales and commandments of man who turn from the truth, the orders of the man who violate the truth, the word of God or scriptures, for example, practice lawlessness, Matthew chapter 7, 22-23, Footnote 11. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. CCH is the Spirit-led church in the whole counsel of God. For its believers and everywhere the believers and their consequent practices. See about ebook. The click on, you may see that. Verse 15, to the pure, all things are pure. To the pure people, all things are pure. Why? Because all things are discerned by the word of God in the spirit. Footnote 12, John chapter 14, 26. But the help, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, always all things, and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Hebrews chapter 4, 12. For the word of God, here, you will remember all things I said to you. That's the word of God. Hebrews chapter 4, 12. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Ephesians chapter 6, 7, 17. Take the helmet of salvation, ponder salvation, believe, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. To those who are defiled and unbelieving, because their heart is only evil continually at the divine morality standard. Nothing is pure. All things are wicked. For example, sex is just a game, not valid sex, invalid marriage, homosexuality, free abortion, cohabitation without marriage, divorce without biblical cause, and so on. John chapter 6 of 5. Then the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. Even their mind and conscience are defiled. Their mind and conscience are seared with a hot iron of evil. First Timothy chapter 4, 2, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience sealed with hot iron. Verse 16, question 3, they profess to know God, they affirm by themselves the knowledge of God or facing God, but in works they deny Him. Their works or lives are against God. It is not certain that we know someone's heart except the Lord, but we could glance or have a brief look at his or her works or lives, and through prayer follow his direction. That is a footnote, avoid or conduct, you know, two-way. Footnote 15. Now I urge you, brethren, not those who cause divisions and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them, simply avoid them, or follow them. 1 Peter chapter 15, 6. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who ask your reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defend you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. So ready, you know, conduct, sometimes saying, that is abominable, hated by God, disobedient to the Lord, disqualified or reprobate for every good works, an unprincipled person, not Christ-like a person, like the creature, as Christ worked. That is a footnote 16. 1 John chapter 4, 2, 3. He who said, I know him, and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. But by this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to work as just as he worketh. Philippians chapter 2, 5 to 8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it the robbery to be equal with God, Jesus said, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant. We are also bondservant to the Lord, coming in the likeness of a man, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient to the point of death, fully obedient, even to death of the cross. Luke chapter 9, 23. Then he said to them all, if anyone desire to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily. His cross is a personal calling, and follow me. Individual calling. So Jesus' individual calling, take up cross, you know, you are, you know, that to cleanse away all people's sin. To give an opportunity to all people. That's the way we should follow his name, that way. Okay, we covered all three questions. Let's just sing the last one, Maranatha song.